This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And yet again, a change to the advertised schedule. My first guest wasn't quite the one we had listed, and we've got an extra guest this afternoon. I'm joined in the studio by Teresa Barnes from the Mawson Road Community Orchestra. Teresa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And I'm also joined by Laura Scott. You're the Arts and Education Coordinator for Street Child United.
That's right. Good afternoon.
All right, let's start with you then, Laura. Street Child United first came across you back in March. You did a sleep out at the Abbey Stadium at Cambridge. And I know, because some of the lads from here did it. I think they thought it was just this would be an easy way to raise money. Mm. They were actually exhausted by the end of it. It was quite a challenging night. Tell us about that, and tell us about the work of Street Child United.
Yeah, definitely. So the sleep out at Cambridge United was quite the challenge to actually sleep out. It was very bright. The floodlights were on that day and also quite noisy. I think a nearby bar must have been thumping some music. So it was pretty hard to sleep, but it really helped us to empathise with what homeless people all over this city and beyond go through.
Yeah, I mean, that is the trick, is you say it's bright lights, but if you're trying to sleep underneath a motorway bridge or something like that, it's the same sort of problem, isn't it? So what does Street Child United aim to do?
Okay, so the charity Street Child United was founded in Cambridge, actually, by a man called John Rowe. Basically, it uses the power of sport to create a platform for street-connected children all over the world, and gives them a platform from which to speak about their human rights and to have fun playing sport and being involved in an arts programme and a congress programme.
Oh my goodness, so it really does cover... It is a bit of a trick, isn't it? Being a kid, you're not fit with all those tools. You haven't got those tools for survival yet. So everyone thinks they know the best for you. So you get shepherded from here to there, or told this and told that.
Yep.
Human rights for children is a real issue, I guess, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And every young child that we work with across the world is supported by an NGO in their country who is already working with them. So that means that they are prepared as much as they can be for coming to such a different setting as Cambridge from what they used to. But also when they return home, it means that they continue to receive support from those NGOs in those countries.
Okay, now I know you've got the Street Child Cricket World Cup coming up,
we'll talk about
that in a second. But first, let's bring in Teresa. Teresa, the Mawson Road Community Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware Mawson Road had a community. This sounds very good. Tell us about it. How long has it been going?
It started in 2011,
right,
with a handful of people who still live in Mawson Road who could play music, and there was a Jubilee street party, and so they got together, knocked on doors, got together and performed. It came to the media's attention because Look East were filming the street parties round and about in Cambridge, and it was a very showery day.
Sun and showers.
I think most of the other streets were unlucky. And it was showery when Look East were in their street. But when Look East were in Mawson Road, the sun was shining, and so they profiled them on the television.
Oh, how lovely. So what does the orchestra comprise of then?
Well, it's unlike other orchestras. You don't have to audition, and you don't have to fight for your place like you do in a semi-professional orchestra. You have to be able to play a little bit of music, be able to read to the ability that you can play, and then you just come along and join in.
So you have widened it out now. You don't have to buy a house at the incredible Cambridge prices in Mawson Road just to be a member. So you've widened out. So how many of you are there now then?
Well, on our roll, or sort of our members list, there are about 86 members.
Goodness me.
We're about 40 active at the moment.
Okay.
And we have a range of instruments, so you wouldn't normally get an accordion in an orchestra, or a ukulele, or necessarily guitars. But people who play those instruments, who want to play music with other people, come along to the orchestra. And Michael Copley, who is the conductor, he will write a part for them.
My goodness, that in itself must be one heck of a challenge.
Fully inclusive, yes.
And what sort of music do you do? Or that's going to be a stupid question, Neil.
It's not a stupid question. We do classical music, so we'll do Handel and Mozart and some of the operas. But we'll also do quite a lot of world music. So we'll play like Romanian folk songs, Russian cultural, yeah, folk music. So it's quite different. Like, we're ending our performance at the concert on Friday with African dance. So there's lots of percussion and whistles and...
I love this. So how regularly do you all get together and rehearse? Because that must be, again, a bit of a trick, because there's such a wide range. It's not hemmed in like a conventional orchestra, so it must be a real trick to be playing together. How often do you get together?
Well, we rehearse in term times on a Sunday at St Matthew's School Hall, where the governors are really open to promoting community groups. So they give us... the hall for cost price, and Mark Tinkler very kindly comes and opens up. He's been quite instrumental as well in the development of the orchestra, along with Michael Copley. So yes, term times at St Matthew's at 6 o'clock on
Sunday. I feel
Sunday
a session
evening.
Recording coming on here, I have to say. This sounds brilliant. This sounds really lovely. And you've got a concert in aid of Street Child United. Come on, tell us about that then.
Well, we aim to play together once a term to put on some kind of concert, even if it's just self-funding by the venue and the ticket sales, you know, for ourselves, so that we work towards a programme and playing together. And this term we had the opportunity, the invitation from Street Child United to perform so that they could raise funds for Street Child United. So that was absolutely perfect. We're very familiar with St Paul's. We've played there before.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing massive...
It's a good venue as well, isn't it? Yeah. Acoustically, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. They've been so kind to us. They are actually our sort of hosting church and place to be for the people for the whole time that they're with us,
for
the young people. So, yeah, a big thank you to St Paul's for that.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. So, sorry, this is on Friday then?
Yes, it's tomorrow.
Ooh, I've just looked up. Yeah, you're right, it is, isn't it? Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Right. And it's at St Paul's on Hills Road.
It's at St Paul's on Hills Road. The doors open at 7 o'clock. Tickets are £8 for adults, £5 for concessions, £1 for children, and the concert starts promptly at 7:30.
That sounds absolutely amazing. And are there recordings of you? Have you got stuff on YouTube, or is there stuff of you doing the rounds? Because people must be fascinated by this. I have to admit, I am. I'm tempted to just pull YouTube up here if you say yes, and we'll have a listen.
Ooh, well, we haven't yet. We've had a phenomenal growth spurt in the last 6 months, and we went from a very basic website to a really well-functioning website where, when you are a member, we have all our music logged, and you can say whether you're coming to a rehearsal or not. And so I think the next step will be
to record some stuff.
Yes,
and put it out.
We'll invite you along, Neil.
I do a little modicum of guitar. I don't think you're probably going to want to hear it, to be honest. But very good. But this is. Are you looking for any particular? Is there any gaps in the orchestra that you're looking for?
String players.
Right.
We're reasonably well covered for cello at the moment, but we're always looking for viola and violins because it makes you sound like a real orchestra.
Yes, because you're at depth,
doesn't it? Good, yeah, string section. But everybody is welcome, you know, whether you play the French horn, the oboe, or percussion.
So there, I'll be very careful if you go along to this concert tomorrow night, because you might wind up playing. This does
community
sound
orchestra.
It does. It really does sound. So this is the Mawson Road Community Orchestra. Mm-hmm. This is tomorrow night at St Paul's Church on Hills Road. So you say it opens at 7?
Opens at 7.
For a 7:30. Tickets are 8, 5 and 1.
Yeah.
That's a bargain as well. And all in aid of Street Child United.
And we're also selling... Oh, not selling, we ask for donations. Wrong word,
selling. Yeah, you've got to be careful
donations
with these things.
We're having a hot meal for meat eaters and vegetarians. So we're doing jacket potatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
Vegetarian chili or meat chili, suitable for vegans as well. And we're doing cakes and biscuits, wine, and a very good raffle. The first prize in the raffle is two nights in a holiday cottage in historic Deal in Kent.
My goodness. This sounds like a brilliant evening. This really does. There you are. So if you're not doing anything tomorrow evening, it's just been decided for you. Right, so that sounds excellent. Thank you for that, Teresa. So tell us about the Cricket World Cup then, or the Street Child Cricket World Cup, to be honest, Laura.
Yeah, so it's really exciting because our previous events were in Rio and in Moscow, but the next Street Street Child United event is a little closer to home.
Good.
It's going to be in Cambridge, the group stages of the Street Child Cricket World Cup, our first cricket event. And it's going to be on Parker's Peace on Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of May. It's a free public event. There'll be teams from England, Democratic Republic of Congo, Tanzania, Bangladesh, Mauritius, India North and South, West Indies, Zimbabwe, Nepal, and some young people from Pakistan who were involved in our previous events.
My goodness, that is going to be amazing. Yeah. So how old will these kids be?
They'll be between 14 and 17.
Oh, OK, so we're going to get a pretty high standard of cricket out of them then.
We hope so. Apparently Team England are doing extremely well. So
are they?
Cheer them all on, though. And, the final will be at Lord's on the 7th of May, so a Tuesday. So schools are very welcome to that to come with their classes and their teachers. You can find details on the website, but also members of the public, it's also free to attend.
This sounds brilliant. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, it's been lovely to meet both of you. So websites for the two of you then. Let's start with Street Child. Laura, what's the website if people want to find out more?
Okay. So it's www.streetchildunited.org.
Okay. And for the Mawson Road Community Orchestra, Teresa?
It's mrco-cambridge.org.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I've learned something new today. I didn't know. I mean, Mawson Road prices have just gone through the roof, I'd have thought, because it's obviously a very very talented street. But this is really lovely. It's great to hear of music being brought together in that way, that people can just ad hoc do it. It's even lovelier when you can team up with charities and raise money. This sounds like a really brilliant evening coming up. Tomorrow evening, St Paul's on Hills Road, 7 o'clock doors open, 7:30 the concert start. There is food and wine and a raffle, and it's going to be a really interesting programme of music by the sound of it.
Certainly is.
I can feel a recording session coming on. I'll talk to you about that off the air. For the time being, though, Teresa Barnes and Laura Scott, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.